The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. Our beloved prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم said, anyone who recites 50 times durood upon me every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri channel, it is stated that Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed and hidden three things in three things. Number one, he has hidden his friends amongst the common people. Number two, he has hidden his pleasure in his submission. And number three, he has hidden his anger in his disobedience. It means that whenever someone comes to us, we should treat him with utmost care, because it is possible that he might be friend of Allah. And then if we are doing any good deed, then we must be very careful, and we should have lot of hope from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that it is possible that we will be forgiven just because of this good deed. And if we are committing any sin, so then we must be very fearful, because it is also possible that we will be put into torment just because of this sin, no matter it is minor or major. I make dua that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant us real iman, and that is between rija and khauf, between hope from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and between fear of the punishment and torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome again in the beautiful silsila Blessings of Islam. Mufti sahab, it has become a strange trend in our society that people, they talk fearlessly and very boldly about the religious matters, whether they know or don't know. But they are, you know, speaking without any fear and fright. So what is the commandment of Sharia regarding those people who speak about any religious topic without having solid knowledge or valid knowledge behind that speaking or talk?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are right. Nowadays, it is a fact that the people do that. But this attitude is entirely negative and wrong, and it must not be committed by any Muslim in any way at all. But because the people do that, so they must remember what is the commandment of Sharia regarding that, and what Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us and He has guided us regarding that. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِحُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, don't say, because of your telling lies tongues, don't say because of telling lying tongues, this thing is halal and that is haram. That is only explanation, that is not the translation of the ayah. Because when a person does that, so what is he doing? Because mentioning or making anything lawful or unlawful is the right of Allah. And when a person is doing that, he is declaring anything halal or haram without knowledge. So he is using that right without permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then Allah Azza wa Jal said, لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. In that way, you will fabricate a lie against Allah Azza wa Jal. So when a person declares anything halal or haram, that thing was haram in the law of Allah, and that person is declaring that as halal, it means he is going against the law of Allah. And in that way, when he is saying this is halal or that is haram, so because mentioning anything halal or haram was the right of Allah, so now he is going against Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is fabricating a lie over Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that halal, though Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't mentioned that. So that is the first thing. And the second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in that ayah in complete detail, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ ثَانِيَ عِطْفِي لِيُدِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Among the people is he who dispute about Allah, mean he dispute with Muslims regarding Allah Azza wa Jal. He disputes about Allah without knowledge, bighairi ilmin, without knowledge. He doesn't have knowledge, but he is disputing about Allah Azza wa Jal. Wala hudan, without guidance. Wala kitabim munir, and without light giving book. He doesn't have book from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is saying, and he is mentioning some beliefs regarding Allah Azza wa Jal. Thaniya itfihi, turning away his neck in pride, as means he, that person is arrogant. And because of his arrogance and ignorance, he is doing that. Why? لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so that he leads other people astray from the path of Allah. So what would be the end and what would be the punishment of that person? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. For that person, there is disgrace in this world. In this worldly life, there is disgrace for him. وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, we will make him taste the punishment of burning fire. So that would be the punishment of those people who dispute about Allah or who argue in the matters of religion and in the matters of beliefs without knowledge. And those people regarding whom you are asking question, so those are really the living examples of this ayah. They don't have any knowledge, they don't have guidance, they don't have any book, means the evidences from Quran and Hadith, and without that, they sometimes appear on channel, they appear on TV, or they sit among the people and then they start discussing religious matters without knowledge. So those kind of people who discuss religious matters and beliefs and worships and commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and sometimes they gives the commentary of the Holy Quran, or sometimes they explain the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sometimes they do that, but they haven't learned Islamic knowledge properly in proper way. They didn't read the Holy Quran. They didn't learn knowledge from any valid source, and they don't have any knowledge from any other source, but they discuss those matters. So what would be the punishment for these people? Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. For those people, for that kind of person, there is disgrace in this worldly life. وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And the burning fire is for that person on the day of judgment. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned everything in detail, and the punishment of these people as well. And now we are observing these kind of people everywhere. Even in tea shops, the people are sitting and they are discussing religious matters. So the people want fame and name and being and considered as scholars in the eyes of people, that they have knowledge and they can discuss every matter and they can give their opinion regarding every matter, and they are considered themselves as liberal and as knowledgeable people, and that is totally wrong. And basically that is the sign of Qiyamah, because near Qiyamah this thing will take place, and now that kind of things are taking place in our society. The people are doing that, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the news of unseen matter in his hadith. The time will come when these kind of things will happen. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that hadith, Allah azza wa jal will never snatch the knowledge from the hearts of the people, but Allah Azza wa Jal will take away scholars, mean the scholars will pass away. Then the people will choose ignorant people as the leaders. then those ignorant leaders will issue verdicts and they will go astray and they will lead other people astray. And nowadays those kind of things are happening. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا means people have chosen ignorant people as the leaders, and those ignorant leaders nowadays appearing on channels and in our society, and they are issuing their own verdicts. They are giving their own opinions regarding very sensitive matters of Islam, very sensitive beliefs of Islam, in which a person is not allowed to speak even one word without knowledge. But those people are discussing those matters as those are the matter of weather, and those are the matter of climate. So they discuss the matters of religion as they are discussing the matter of climate. So the people have chosen these people as their leaders, and now those people are giving their own opinions, and in that way they are going astray and they are leading other people astray. And that is happening in our society. And for those people who issue any verdict, who issue any fatwa, or who give the answer of any religious question without knowledge, what is the punishment for those people? What is the warning for those people? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man afta bi ghairi ilmin, la'anatuhu malaikatu samai wal ard." The one who issues verdict without knowledge, the angels of the heaven and the earth will curse him. So they will cast curse upon those people who issue verdicts, who give their opinions regarding religious matter without knowledge. So these kind of things are happening. So that's why I would say that is very sensitive matter, and that is not ordinary. That is extraordinary matter. Because when we are saying something regarding attributes of Allah, when we are saying something regarding the excellences of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we are discussing some other religious affairs, so those are not ordinary matter. That is the matter of our akhirah, and that matter belongs to the beliefs of people. So if any person commits any mistake in that, he makes any mistake in that, so he will misguide many people. And now what would happen? This person will be sinner, and this person will get the sin of those people as well who have gone astray because of this person. So now if a person is appearing on channel and he is discussing religious matter in wrong way, and then if 100 people or 1,000 people will go astray because of that, so the sin of those 1,000 people will go to the book of deeds of these people as well. So that's why I would say, without getting proper knowledge, without becoming a proper Islamic scholar, without reading Islamic books in the supervision of a grand scholar, no one should issue any fatwa and no one should give any opinion regarding religious matters.
Jazakallah. Acha Mohd Sahib, if I summarize your answer, so it means that if someone is speaking without solid knowledge, so he will end up fabricating something upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then there is disgrace for him in this world as well, and then he will have to bear the severe punishment in hereafter as well. So this was the answer regarding that question. So this leads us to another question. So what is Shari'i commandment about those people who listen to them, sit in their sittings, and they say that we are gaining knowledge? So what is the commandment of Sharia regarding these people? Should we sit in their company and listen or not?
There are very clear commandments from Sharia regarding sitting in the company of these people. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكَرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. If Shaitan made you forget, and because of that forgetting, you sit in the company of those people, so then never sit with them after remembrance. Okay. When you remember that Allah has forbidden us from that, so immediately you should give up the company of that person. That is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So listening to these people is not allowed. It is strictly forbidden. Why? Because people get inspired by the speech and by the opinion of other people. Because in our world, people are two kind. Some people are looking like leaders, so they inspire other people. But most of the people are in that category, which category gets inspired very soon. They get inspired from every person to whom they listen. So whenever our people listen to someone, particularly when person is appearing on channel, on TV, so the people consider that person as a knowledgeable person, because that's why he has got that opportunity to appear on channels. So when people listen to these people, so they get deceived by these people very easily. So that's why Sharia has forbidden us to listen to these people. That is the first thing. The second thing is this, that if we are somewhere, that is not the matter of channel. If we are somewhere and there is a person who is discussing religious matter, and we know regarding that person, he is not a knowledgeable person, he is a common person, but because he is too much talkative person, so that's why he is speaking. So that time, first of all, if it is in our power that we can make that person understand to be away from that habit and to stop his discussion, and if we can make that person understand, so then we should do that, and we should make him understand, my brother, if you are not a scientist, so you can't speak regarding scientific matter. If you are not an engineer, you will never speak regarding the matters of technology. If you are not a philosopher, so you will never discuss the matters of philosophy. So similarly, when you are not a scholar, so leave that discussion, because that is not your right to speak about these matters. And this is the right of scholars, and you are not scholars. So please ponder upon your akhirah and ponder upon the beliefs of other people. Not be misguided and don't misguide other people as well. So if we can make that person understand in that way, with good manners, so then we should do that. And if we think that this person wouldn't listen to us and he will never pay attention towards our advice, so then it would be our responsibility not to sit with that person and to leave the company of that person, so that we can't be misguided due to that. So I think these two attitudes would be appropriate in that place. If we make him understand, then we should convey the message of Allah to that person that you are not allowed to discuss religious matters. And if we can't make him understand because of his arrogance, because of his attitude and behavior, so then we should give up the company of that person.
Mustafa, what is the commandment regarding those people who are not scholars, not knowledgeable, but they are reading something in front of others from the books of Sunni scholars? So in this way, they are just conveying the message of ulama to other people. So is it allowed?
It depends upon the topic. For example, a person has learned about the excellences of prayer or the excellences of zakah or recitation of the Holy Quran, and now he is transferring that knowledge to other people. So then that is very good thing. That person is acting upon the commandment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whosoever has learned even one verse, he should convey to others. So now he is acting upon that. But sometimes when these people who are a little bit knowledgeable, when they read some books and they learned some things and they started speaking about the matters, so then they don't think about the limits of their knowledge. So that's why in beginning they speak only minute matters, but after that they speak about every kind of matter. So if a person can restrict him into the limits, so then he should convey knowledge, what he has learned from books and from scholars, he should convey to other people. Basically, as I have said, the matter depends upon the affairs, the matter depends upon the topic of the discussion. If we are only preaching the message of Islam, okay, a person is a sinner, he is transgressor, and we are making his mind and we are inviting him towards good deeds and salah and other good things, so that is our responsibility. We should do that. Father is commanded to make the mind of his son, husband is commanded to make the mind of his wife. So in that way, every person is responsible for that. But there are some boundaries and there are some limits in which a person has to be. He has to remain in those limits, particularly in the matters of beliefs. Regarding the matters of beliefs, a non-scholar person must not discuss those matters.
Mustafa, there is another thing, that there are some people, they come to the company of ulama, they come to ulama, and instead of listening to ulamas, they start, you know, giving their own stance and their own verdict in front of ulamas. So what is the commandment of Sharia regarding these people who don't listen to ulama, but they try to teach ulama because of their ignorance.
It is not true in every case. Sometimes they are not teaching scholar. Sometimes just they are discussing or they are speaking something. Just that is their intention. Not teaching to someone. So it is really, it is common, and I have observed myself many places. Sometimes I have been invited somewhere. So I started conveying the message of Dawat Islam to somewhere, but the people, they did not allow me to speak even one word. They kept on speaking. So then I said, okay, so I should listen to these people now. So then I kept on listening to those people. So, but that is the habit of people. So the manner of sitting in the company of pious people, in the company of scholars, in the company of mashayikh, is that the person should be silent. He should attentively listen to those people, those scholars and mashayikh. Because when we go to the court of any scholar and any sheikh, our main purpose should be only learning something from those. Otherwise, if people keep on speaking there, so then they will never be able to learn anything there. And that's why it is very commonly, the sentence is very commonly used. If you wanna take something, then you should go to the court of scholar with empty pot. If your pot is already full, so now there wouldn't be any room to pour into that. So that's why when we go to scholar or mashai, we should go there with empty pot so that they can pour something into that. Otherwise, if we are speaking all the time and we are not listening to them, so it means we are considering our pot as full and then we won't gain anything from there.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we have learned so far from the answers of Mufti Saab, that is that we must avoid now today's pop-up mini so-called scholars who claim to be scholars but they are not actually. And then when we are going to the company of scholars, instead of speaking, instead of, you know, wasting their time, we should listen to them. We shouldn't, you know, start giving our own lesson to them and lecture to them. Being a Muslim, it is our responsibility to go and sit quietly with adab and adab and listen to them. Acha, now there is another misconception, as we are dealing a lot of misconceptions. So one thing which is very prevalent, some people, they say that Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is very broad. So they say that if we do something, so it is possible that because of that small thing we will be forgiven. So when this is the case, then we are not in need of doing lot of amal and all other things which are in Islam. So how would you respond to the ignorance of these kind of people?
First of all, the thing is this, that we have been commanded to follow the commandments of Sharia, to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is one commandment. Okay, so now what about our forgiveness, what about our salvation? That is another matter. We have to follow each and every commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, though we have been forgiven. If we have been given the news of our forgiveness and our salvation, even then we have to follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was masoom. He was innocent. He didn't commit even one sin, minor sin. So he was forgiven bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah Azza wa Jal has given glad tidings to him. Not only that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our intercessor. Because of his intercession, we will get salvation on the day of judgment and we will be forgiven on the day of judgment. So when that was the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in spite of that, what was the routine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was the most worshipper of Allah Azza wa Jal in the entire universe. So that's why we have to follow the path, the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So though there are many glad tidings regarding many good actions, if we do that, we will be forgiven. But in spite of that, we have to follow the commandments of Allah, as Allah Azza wa Jal has said, "Qul ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul." O beloved, you say, obey Allah and obey Prophet, obey Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the commandment of Allah. The first thing. The second thing is this, that though we know there are many glad tidings regarding forgiveness and salvation, But those are not confirmation for us from Allah Azza wa Jal that if we do that, so we must be forgiven because of those. Because that depends upon the will of Allah. That depends upon the mashiyat of Allah. If Allah wills, He will forgive us because of that good deed. And if He doesn't will, then there wouldn't be any forgiveness because of that good deed. Because we have to present in the court of Allah on the day of judgment, and He will ask questions regarding our deeds in this world. So that time, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, that the interpretation of that ayah will appear on the day of judgment. So that's why everything depends upon the will of Allah, because we don't know the will of Allah. If we can be forgiven because of any good deed, so we can be caught because of any sin as well. So that's why we should follow the commandments of Allah in every aspect of our life. Whatever Allah has commanded, we have to follow that.
Subhanallah. The viewers of Madini channel, we have to follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then we must be fearful as well. You are looking on that side that if we have done something good and that is small, we will be forgiven because of that thing. But you must look the other side as well, that if you have committed a sin which is although small, but you can be punished and caught just because of that small sin. As you know, there is a very famous story that there was a worshipper in Bani Israel, and he had been worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal for 50 years. And during those 50 years, during the day he would observe fast, and during the night he would remain awake and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is said that after he left this world, after he passed away, someone saw him in dream and asked him, "What did Allah Azza wa Jal do with you?" He said that Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me, but once I used a small wood without permission of its owner as a toothpick. And just because of that one small piece of wood, I have not been allowed to enter into Jannah yet. Dear viewers of Madni channel, so it means that sometimes a person can be deprived of entrance into Jannah just because of a small sin. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to be fearful of Him, and may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to have hope from His court as well. So, Mutsab, there is a very famous verse of Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. On what occasion this verse was revealed? Please shed light on them as well.
The cause of revelation of this ayah is that some people accepted Islam at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were Jews before accepting Islam. They were Jews. So in the Sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, eating the meat of camel was not allowed. So what did those people do? They said eating the meat of camel is not obligatory in Islam, and that is forbidden in the Sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we don't eat the meat of camel, so we would follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as well as the Sharia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, and there is no disobedience of the commandment of Allah in the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that is not obligatory. So they left eating the meat of camel. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah and told them and commanded them, O believers, enter into Islam in whole, because when you have accepted Islam, so now it would be obligatory upon you to accept all the commandments of the Sharia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are not allowed to follow any other Sharia, because that is forbidden in that Sharia. But when you are abstaining from that, though that is not obligatory in our Sharia to eat the meat of camel, that is not obligatory in our Sharia, but because they were inclining in that way towards the Sharia of Bani Israel as well, so that's why they were forbidden to do so, and they were commanded to eat the meat of camel. But the explanation of this ayah is very vast, because Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to enter into the fold of Islam in whole. Means in our whole life, the commandments of Sharia or the following of Sharia should appear. Now, what are the aspects of the Sharia, of the Holy Prophet Sharia of Islam, are how many kinds of commandments of Sharia in Islam. So there are many kinds. For example, the first thing is our beliefs. The second is our worships. Beliefs regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, regarding Holy Prophet, regarding Prophet, regarding books, regarding paradise and hell, regarding the Day of Judgment, regarding angels, and regarding our fate and destiny. These are the summary of our beliefs. Then the worships matter. Salat, Zakat, Siyam, Hajj, recitation of Quran, remembrance of Allah, and supplication in the court of Allah. So these are the matters of worships. And then there are Muamalat. Muamalat, I mean here, monetary transactions and some other matter as well. So business and employment are included here in the word of Muamalat. So there are many commandments regarding business and regarding employment in our Sharia. That is the third thing. The fourth thing is Akhlaq. But the meaning of Akhlaq is here, the attributes of our heart, whether those are good or bad. Because we are commanded to remove bad qualities and the spiritual diseases from our heart, and we are commanded to get good qualities. So that is the fourth kind of the commandments of Sharia. The fifth kind is Muasharat. Muasharat means in which way we behave with other people. What is our attitude towards other people? How we deal with our parents, with our neighbors, with our wives, with our children, with the people of our society. So in which way we behave with them. That is the fifth kind. The sixth kind is manners. Manners of life mean the manners of eating, the manners of drinking, the manners of visiting someone, the manners of entering the house of someone, the manners of sleeping, the manners of other activities of the life. So that is the summary of the commandments of Islam, and that is the basic division of the commandments of Islam. So then under every word there is a large detail. So in that ayah we have been commanded to enter into the fold of Islam in whole. Means in our life our beliefs must be sound, must be right, our worships must be according to Sharia, and we should be worshippers of Allah. Then our transactions, our business, our employment must be conducted according to the commandments of Sharia. Then our akhlaq means the condition of our heart. So as we have mentioned in our previous silsila regarding takhliya and tahliya, we should remove the filth of spiritual diseases from our heart, and we should decorate our heart with good qualities. So that is akhlaq. Then the another commandment regarding our muasharat, to behave with other people in good way. So what are the rights of parents? What are the rights of husband and wife? What are the rights of our children? What are the rights of our neighbor? What are the rights of our people of society? So to observe all these rights is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then manners. So manner is the decoration of our life. That is the jewelry of the life of a Muslim. The Muslim life should be spent with manners. So from his eating style, from his drinking style, from his sleeping style, from his speaking style, his Islam should appear. If someone observe him drinking, eating and speaking to someone, he comes to him without informing him that this person is Muslim, because that is the behavior of Muslim, and these are the manners of Islam. Subhanallah.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kafa. O those who believe, enter into Islam completely. It means that we have to apply each and every commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal on each and every area of our life. Islam is a complete code of conduct. Islam is a comprehensive religion. From the birth till the death bed of the Muslim, Islam teaches him and does not leave him alone. With these last words, I seek your permission until next silsila. I hope inshallah you will be waiting for us. I make dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to be really practicing Muslim, and may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant us His love and love of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It is keys to success. this knowledge does